Malakhov has been coming to Alaska since 2009 to retrace routes taken by Russian explorers in the 19th century. Tim Troll is executive director of the Bristol Bay Heritage Land Trust. He first heard of Malakhov's expeditions 2 years later.
I first encountered him when I got a phone call in 2011 from Kalyginik. And a friend of mine, Jerry Leboff, wanted to know if I knew anything about a portage to get from the Nooshigak River into the Kuskokwim River drainage. And I said, well, I didn't know where it might be, but the last time I knew anybody probably would have tried to do that in the summertime was during the era of Russian America.
It turned out that era was exactly what Malakhov was interested in. He's an explorer in his own right. He was named a hero of the Russian Federation for his expeditions to the North Pole. His interest in Alaska was sparked by his connection to another Russian explorer, Lavrentiy Zagaskin. They're both from the town of Ryazan, Russia, to the southeast of Moscow. Zagaskin explored areas of Alaska and wrote ethnographic accounts of his meetings with the Yupik people. He also lived in the 1800s. Now Malakhov works to replicate the conditions of his journeys. Tim Troll says the largely untouched conditions in Alaska make that uniquely possible.
The first Russian explorations into this region were in 1818, which is only 10 years after Lewis and Clark did their famous journey. And I always like to think if Lewis and Clark had come back today, what would they see? They would probably not be able to find many of the places where they camped or explored where the early Russian explorers, it would be the same, pretty much the same.
This year, Malakhov and his team will follow the path taken by Ivan Iakolovich Vasilyev in 1830. Troll explained the route.
They plan to basically paddle up the Wood River, paddle up through the lakes to Kulik Lake, which is the top lake of the lower Wood River lakes, and then portage over into the upper Tikchik Lakes. And then he'll travel up the Tikchik River all the way up to the very last lake in the park, which is Nishlik Lake. And at Nishlik Lake, at the very far west end, there is a way to get through the mountains from that lake to the Aniak River, which then flows into the Kuskokwim.
All told, the trip will take about 3.5 weeks. The hard work helps Malakhov connect to his history. However, it also lets him connect with the people of Alaska that he meets along the way, Troll says.
He's also very conscious of, you know, the fact that the relationship between Russia and the United States has not always been very good, and it's maybe not even getting better right now. But he really believes that relationships between people, if not between governments, will ultimately change the way things occur, maybe not in our lifetimes, but eventually.
In that spirit, Troll is putting together a reception for the Russian group next Tuesday evening at the Dillingham Senior Center. For KDLG, I'm Allison Mollenkamp.